Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jeremy Branham, Wade Smith in for Landry Locker. The OG John Lopez still here. I had a realization last night, guys. Mm-hmm. I was driving home and had this thought just pop into my head. Houston is the most hated sports city in the United States. James Harden, everybody hates James Harden around the nation when it comes to his style of play, his flopping, gaming the system, he's playing actual basketball like you would play video games, he's ruining the NBA. I've seen some of our texters in the city of Houston say this. Can you only imagine what they're saying about James Harden nationally? You just had the Rockets have that call go against them against San Antonio where they dunked the ball, James Harden did it, bounced out. And it went against them, and the Rockets were saying that the NBA should just award them the win with 7:50 left to play. That they're going to file a protest. I'm sure that the rest of the basketball watching population is looking at the Rockets saying they're a bunch of whiners. They play the style of basketball that's terrible to watch. They hate James Harden and all of the numbers he's putting up. Okay, let's go right across the street over to Minute Maid Park. And what are the Astros doing right now? What have we heard since the end of the World Series? Cheating allegations, banging on trash cans, video cameras in center field, whistles in the dugout. You know, Alex Bregman's not the most loved guy nationally. We love him in the city of Houston. I love Alex Bregman. But there's a lot of people nationally that cannot stand Alex Bregman and his antics. I think that the city of Houston has passed up New York. It's passed up L.A. I think right now the city of Houston is the most hated city in the entire country.
You make a lot of good points, but there's no way in hell Houston is hated worse than the city of New York is. Just hands down. You look at the Yankees.
They're likable right now.
What player on the Yankees is likable?
Aaron Judge.
You think he's more likable than Altuve?
No. Not more likable, but they like Judge.
The thing about
he's
Houston,
not cheating.
Altuve's not cheating.
Well.
Wait a minute.
I've seen a few whistles
and four home runs.
About my Altuve, you better chill out, bro.
I'm going to talk about your Altuve.
Okay, what you got to say?
Here's my point on this whole thing. Embrace it. I mean,
because
everything that he said, by most accounts, and some of it has not been proven, hard and fast yet, but the Rockets, you can love James Harden and admit they play a boring style of basketball. It really is. It's not fun to watch. So you can love Harden and that be the case and understand that that's why they hate you. You can love Harden. You can love D'Antoni. I love D'Antoni. And also think, they're whining about that bucket. Dude, they got outscored 26-11 after that. They didn't lose because of a missed dunk. They lost because of the Rockets. So embrace the hate. And as far as the Astros, I don't know if anyone in their heart of hearts doesn't think they did something. And if your guy, my guy, everybody's guy, the most beloved athlete maybe in this city, not named Deshaun Watson or J.J. Watt, Jose Altuve, we all love him. If you honestly think that 24 out of 25 guys on that roster benefited from stealing signs and electronics,
Lopez,
you are naive.
You're not going to do that to my Altuve.
But you're
listen,
naive.
This is what I'm going to tell you. How many times did Altuve swing at pitches that are way out of the strike
zone?
They
all did, though.
He's all over the place. No,
they didn't have it every pitch.
but what I'm saying is that Altuve is not – he is not the most patient guy at the plate.
He's not.
He doesn't. If he was using it, he used it worse than anybody else. He's going to swing at whatever. He don't care where it is in the strike zone or out of the strike zone. He's going to try to take a swing at it. So you can't put that on him.
What'd you ask Santa Claus for this year?
I didn't ask Santa Claus for anything, because I am Santa Claus, and my kids know that I'm Santa Claus in my house. No, ain't no wrong to it.
Hold on, we might dump that.
What are you doing right now?
What's going on here, B-Mac?
Add up another reason why Houston's hated. My goodness.
Are you honestly saying 24 out of 25 guys benefited from the Astros cheating, but Jose Altuve didn't?
No, I'm saying that Altuve was not part of it, and there's probably some other guys that weren't part of it as well.
I think they were.
You can't give me 24 out of 25. Everybody didn't use it. First of all, everybody doesn't bat very often, and if they were doing it
that's true. Now, that's my battle with the pitchers.
There's a lot of people on the team.
You get the gist of my point.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of guys, something happened, but there's a lot of teams in the league that something happened.
I love Jose Altuve. I just think sometimes when a guy knows what the pitcher's throwing, he still can't hit it. Or he gets anxious, and Jose Altuve gets anxious.
But that's
anybody. What I'm saying is they could have been doing it every game for all I know. We'll find out. They could have been doing it every game of the postseason.
I don't think we'll ever find out. I don't think we'll ever know the full extent of what went on. They might say something happened, but I mean, listen, I think they got it out for the Astros right now. I think that the league is basically saying, we're going to make an example out of you.
What you're saying is you think they're hated.
They are hated by the league, for sure.
That's his point.
But you're talking about, like, I don't think there's a lot of fans out there and be like, damn, I can't stand the Astros. The Bronx, that's the Yankees.
No, go to Omaha, Nebraska.
You're telling me that the Yankees are loved more by people around the country than the Astros?
I didn't say loved. They're least hated. The Astros are hated right now.
You're a bass ackward right now. There's no way you're going to tell me that the Astros are hated more than the Yankees around the country.
I'm telling you that
country.
Right now.
Here's the thing, Wade.
I don't believe that at all.
You can say it, but you got to do your research
before you make a statement.
Look what John Boy's doing. Look at the Twitter feedback.
John Boy, that's your first source.
You asked me for some research. I'm giving you a little bit of research. Look at Twitter. Look at any tweet that mentions the Astros. What are all the comments?
Google most hated franchise in Major League Baseball.
But here's what's going to pop
up. No. What's going to pop up?
I'm taking.
What's going to pop up? Just answer my question. What's going to pop up?
The Yankees are going to pop up. Why? Because that's going off of history. I'm talking about the right now. I'm talking about the pulse today.
People aren't even thinking about baseball right now. It's the offseason. Real talk, if you tell me what people are thinking about, they're thinking about the Astros right now.
The only baseball talk that garnishes any sort of notoriety or attention is what? It's more cheating allegations. It's the Astros. The Astros are the current pulse of Major League Baseball. And what are the Astros known for at this moment? It's for the cheating. The Astros are hated from coast to coast, from New York to L.A. and everywhere in between. Same thing with James Harden. Laker fans are loving LeBron. They're loving Anthony Davis. And they're looking at Harden saying that he's playing this gimmicky brand of basketball. They're looking out in New York and they're a little bit jealous because the Knicks are terrible right now. And Brooklyn moved out of New Jersey or whatever the case may be, but they hate that style of play. I want the loopholes to weigh in on this. 713-572-4610. I think the cheating allegations and being the most hated are two separate things. Because Smitty, I agree with Smitty on the cheating because I think everybody in baseball is cheating. But the Astros are the face of it, and because they're the face of it, it adds to the
hatred. Here's my point, Wade. I hate probably 7 or 8 teams. That doesn't mean the Astros are not hated. I'm saying you can hate more than one team,
and it's the New York Yankees. That is one team that I've hated for years and years.
But you understand.
And there's a lot of people like me.
I hate the Cowboys. I hate the Yankees. I hate the Dodgers. I hate the Cardinals.
You hate the Dodgers?
I hate the Dodgers. I hate the Cardinals more than anybody. Yeah. But my point is,
I used to hate the
Cardinals. There are a lot of baseball fans that now put the Astros on their hate list, and they do it legitimately. And that I think that's my bigger point here. The Astros are the face because they used electronics, allegedly.
Well, I think everybody did, honestly.
Well, maybe, but maybe that the investigation will uncover that. But Jose Altuve can be liked as a player and the Astros hated as a team. And I think that's where we are.
The only team in Houston, by the way, that's not hated, in my opinion, not Harden, not the Astros cheating allegations, the Houston Texans. Like, they actually have a pretty likable franchise right now. Well, by the way, O'Brien's better perceived nationally than he is locally.
Yeah,
people love Deshaun
Watson.
Big
Al yesterday, and Big Al was talking about, hey, Bill O'Brien is the best thing that's ever happened to Deshaun Watson. And
what?
I was surprised. he said, we need to get that audio so you can hear it for yourself.
Yeah,
Lopez,
he did.
He let Houston Texans fans know that if you don't appreciate Bill O'Brien, then something's wrong with you. So that kind of caught me off guard that, okay, nationally, maybe people look at him in a completely different way
than what he's looked at
around here.
What do you think, Loophole? 713-572-4610. Is Houston the most hated sports city in the United States right now? I agree with John's point too, the OG's point about embrace the hate. Be the bad guy. Be the heel.
Okay.
Yeah. Be the heel. Be the bad guy.
You play a boring style of basketball. All right. You win to two conference finals. You've been to a conference final.
Let's get to the loopholes. Pave Tech's on the line. Pave, what's up?
There's that hater. Pave Tech's go.
Pave Tech couldn't even get it out of his mouth. He had nothing to say. Pave Tech probably agrees. He probably does hate Houston. I know his agenda. With the OG John Lopez, I'm Jeremy Branham, Wade Smith in for Landry Locker. There's Pave Tech. What's up, Pave Tech?
What it do, guys? What up? Wade, you're trying real hard, bro, but it ain't working. Houston is definitely the most hated sports city right now in the whole world. Everybody.
Pave, you hate your own shadow, man. How you going to be the person to let us know who hates Houston the worst?
Well, because I'm telling you, there's some times when I'm out there with the Texans fans, and I have to go back to jumping on the bandwagon of the Texans because there's so many haters when they do fall off. Same thing with the Rockets. I don't even have people trying to bet me anymore, brother, because they just know that it's going to go down, that I'm going to get another vacation off this Houston sports teams, man. And everybody, you got to see it. Lakers, Clippers, everybody's jumping on all these other teams, and they're looking at the Rockets like they know what they're going to do in the playoffs.
Hey, Pavetex, Landry's not here, so.
I forgot that was a thing. I'll start doing that with Pavetex, too. I'll start hanging
way too much leeway with it.
Let's go to another loophole. Tim, what's up?
Oh, no, guys. I just wanted to say Wade is wrong. Right now, the Astros are one of the most hated teams, and it's because of the cheating scandal. And also their arrogance that they played this year when you had Correa, who was messed up with a massage therapist and hit a home run against the Yankees.
We forgot about that.
Putting a cane by his ear. So, I mean, it's one of those things, again, also, too, they're winning. So everybody usually hates the winner, too. So, but with Bregman and Correa, but Altuve, I have to give him, he is legit. He actually, when he hit the home run against Chapman, he actually looked like he'd been there. The other guys, I know you have to have some enthusiasm in a game, but at the end of the day, I mean, you have to act like you've been there. So that's my take.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Yeah, I mean, look, I forgot about, too, the Correa, the pimp in the home run. What about Alex Bregman carrying the bat to first base? Remember the former big leaguers that were crushing?
Right,
it doesn't matter.
He
still did it. He got crushed by
JB,
Major League Baseball players in the past.
There are people that
you can't just diminish other
JB,
people's opinions, though.
I'm not diminishing their
opinion.
You're
diminishing the Major League Baseball players.
Let me talk.
But you're not doing that with me.
What I'm telling you is this, JB. This is what I'm telling you. They are hated by people. I'm not saying that at all. But they're not hated worse than the Yankees. You're not going to convince me with that just by you saying John Boy. That's the truth.
Well,
about
I said the cities. I said the cities, not just Yankees, Astros. But I think the Yankees right now are likable. Aaron Judge is a likable guy.
In a very unscientific way. And I think, I mean, you're very active on social media, both you guys. So you probably noticed this as well. It's not a scientific. It's not a Reuters poll. But every piece of social media that I'm on, when the Astros, after they got caught cheating and after all the controversies and after all the yelling at the – we didn't talk about that either, yelling at the women in the clubhouse after the American League Championship. My social media from people that I follow all over the country, because I'm in the business and I'm always following sports people from all over.
Yeah.
You know it, Wade. It was, well, now I want the Astros to lose. And this – and they're not the most hated – they're the most hated right now.
But do you want to embrace that kind of hate? I know you said like we'll turn basically heel mode and embrace it, but you want to embrace that type of hate? Because that is warranted. Like if people are down on
it's part of the general hate.
I just look at it like this, man. Houston has some teams, the Rockets and the Astros are teams that have some bad PR over the past few months. But as far as the Texans, they are nowhere near being hated. And for you to be on that list of the most hated city, like people hate L.A. sports just because the people in L.A. don't even care about the sports teams. Like that's a city that people look like L.A., that's not a real sports town. New York, that is the New York Yankees. That if the Knicks were good, they'd be hated more. But they're so bad that people don't even think about it and talk about them.
But proving my point.
But I'm not, though. How am I proving your point?
Because the Knicks right now aren't hated because they're not on that stature. And whenever you diminish that hate, now all of a sudden you go down a peg. Like, the Astros have all of this hatred momentum right now in their favor. All-time hate? Yeah, it's the Yankees. Right this second? No. And you bring up L.A. Like, L.A.'s gained fans with LeBron. How many LeBron-only fans out there in the world? Like, L.A.'s gained popularity. They've gained a lot of fans and likability by bringing in LeBron. Let's get to Santana. Santana, another loophole, agrees with you, Wade. Santana, go. Santana.
You're on.
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, I agree with Wade, man, because my thing is, all right, this is what he said. He said, the most hated city in the country for sports.
Yes.
So if you were to round that off to most hated for sports, period, that's not true because we got so many sports out here. You just think about the Astros. Like I said, Astros, because they're the most nationally, you know, people see them as a contender every year to make it all the way. The rest of the teams we got, the Rockets and the Texans, I mean, I throw the Dynamo in there, whatever. It's like we got other teams out there that's not.
Well, the Rockets are hated.
The
Rockets are, if not hated, they're kind of looked down, frowned down upon their style of play.
there's not so much for cheating. There's just more like gaming the system, letting Harden play ISO ball, going against the grain,
all the free throws.
And passing. They don't pass the ball anymore, which was always like one of the biggest things in basketball.
Right.
Like we talk about their style of play being different.
I don't feel like I'm talking to Jeremy Branham anymore. You tell me all the time about how James Harden leads the league in assists and all that type stuff. So how is he not passing the ball if he has all those assists?
Well, ball movement. Confused. It's more James Harden drive and pass it once for a lob.
That's the JB I know because I hear that narrative out there like, nah, he has a lot of assists. He does pass the ball. He's not a ball hog in that manner.
And you can love, like I said earlier, you can love James Harden and also think that they play a boring style of ball. I do.
I'm going to be honest with you. When I watch James Harden play, I enjoy watching him play. The fact that he'll step back on somebody, hit the J and A, throw up his little sign and walk off, I enjoy that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To me, that's
enjoyable. But they play a boring style.
And maybe it's because I'm not a Rockets fan that I look at it differently. I perceive maybe if it was my team, I wouldn't like it. The way maybe some people that out there don't like it, but I enjoy watching James Harden play. I enjoy watching the Rockets. So to me, they're not a team on the radar that I hate. I dislike severely some of the stuff that Daryl Morey does and says, but besides that, I don't have any problem with the Rockets.
I don't hate them either. I was talking from a national perspective.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.